There were no tears, but there was some sweat and even a little bit of blood on day two at the Senior Bowl.
No tears on the football field unless there's like a loss or a win, man. But, 2 years ago, my junior year, I got in a car crash on my scooter. Some lady pulled in front of me and I hit her and cut my head up and pretty good. And it was the middle of the season, so I didn't get a chance to heal because my helmet kept cutting it. And so as the time like goes on, the scar healed over real thin. And so my helmet just cuts it. It'll heal up perfectly, and my helmet will just cut it. I mean, it's just something I got to deal with, man.
Tulane wide receiver Ryan Grant continues to do some nice things on offense for the South squad, but he did so on Monday with a white helmet and a white jersey. He finally got his green wave equipment on Tuesday.
My equipment didn't make it here on time, but my coaches, they were available to just drive me an extra helmet and an extra set of shoulder pads down here for me to practice on day one.
Yeah, being close is nice.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Georgia tight end Arthur Lynch talked about his journey and his winding path to get here.
I think it's just adapting from, you know, coming from the Northeast, you know, where I'm from, to go down to Georgia and, you know, play in the SEC. And I think one of those things, just adapting not only to the, you know, the speed of football, the culture of football, but, you know, really just the overall, you know, cultural difference that I had to go through. You know, I'm a better person for it. You know, I love, you know, where I went to school. I love the state of Georgia and everything it represents. But it definitely, you know, was a growing experience. There was some growing pains I had to go through, you know, on the team at UGA. But, you know, for me, I think that was something I kind of, you know, attacked that full head of steam, I guess. And fortunately for me, I came out on top, I think. I think anyone that is in the Senior Bowl to this point, you know, 4 or 5 years after Custer College, obviously had a pretty successful career, so I'm just happy to be here.
Speaking of winding journeys, a cornerback from East Texas by way of Wyoming, Marquestin Huff, spoke with us this morning.
I mean, just going out every day in Laramie, Wyoming, it's a cold place, and I'm a Texas boy originally, so my freshman year was kind of a struggle just getting through the brutal cold. But at the end of the day, it made me stronger. It made me mentally tougher. It made me the guy I am today, and I'm very appreciative of that place.